Why don't you open your Bibles, please, to the book of Ephesians in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 6, please. Ephesians chapter 6. This is one of my favorite passages of Scripture, one of the greatest chapters on Christian living that you'll find in the Bible. A great help, a great encouragement, lots of instruction. And I want to begin reading in verse 10 and read down through verse 18. My text verse is going to be the 10th verse, the very first verse that we read this morning. But once I read the passage, please keep your Bible open, and we'll refer to a few of the other things that are in verse 11 through verse 18. But verse 10 is my text verse. Paul says in verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Now go back, please, to the 10th verse. And I want you to notice that Paul begins this great message of encouragement and assistance to the Christian by making this statement, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Now, I want to speak to you on this subject, be strong in the Lord. Let's pray together and then the message. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the Word of God. And Lord, what a privilege we have this morning to hear the Word of God. And I pray that You'll not help us to take this privilege lightly. Lord, there are people in foreign countries all around the world that would do anything to be in a service like this, where they could hear a choir like this and hear the congregational sing like this, the music. And Lord, to be able to hear a preacher stand and proclaim the Word of God. So, Lord, help us to realize our privilege and that we will give it our utmost attention. And, Lord, I pray that as the Word of God is preached this morning, that You will bless it for Your honor and glory. Lord, speak to our hearts and show us our need of You in our lives. Show us, Lord, that we need the victory, and that victory can only be received as we receive it from You. So, Lord, bless, I pray. Fill me with Your Spirit. Enable and help me as I speak. I want to be a blessing this morning, Lord, and I want You to use me. So I pray that You'll put Your hand upon this message and, Lord, use it for Your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to speak to you this morning on this passage of Scripture that is found in the 10th verse. And really, this entire passage of Scripture is one of my favorites in all of the Bible. I'm actually only going to speak on one verse. And, I'm going to really just speak on one phrase in this one verse. But there are several things that we will look at in the other verses that relate and that tie in to the one phrase that I want to call to your attention. You will notice in verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord." I want to speak to you this morning on that subject, be strong in the Lord. As I read these verses this week, and normally I think many of you, I've said this before, but Whenever I decide that I'm going to go a certain direction or I'm going to preach on a specific passage of Scripture, I normally will just begin to read that passage of Scripture over and over and over. And I will read it sometimes 25, 30, sometimes 40 times, just reading it over and over and get in my mind exactly what I think I want to say and what the passage is saying to me. And as I read this, I got several times into it, and I realized that what Paul was doing here was basically issuing a call to battle. He is issuing a call to battle. Here is the strategy for living the victorious Christian life. And as I read it, I thought this is what Paul is doing. He is getting our attention. He is basically saying to the Ephesian church, and of course to us, because it is written here, recorded for our benefit. But he is basically giving a call to battle. If you are going to fight a battle, don't you want to be victorious in that battle? Well, of course you do. Nobody would go out into a battle without first realizing who he's fighting against. You would not go into a battle without having a strategy or having a battle plan, having some goal in mind. Well, here is the formula for victory in the Christian life. And I don't know of a more important passage of Scripture to help us as we live for God and as we battle for the Lord. I don't know of a more important passage of Scripture that will help us to be triumphant over the trials and the ills and the heartaches that life can throw at us and that we have to face as believers. In this section of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we find the help and the encouragement to keep on keeping on for the Lord, regardless of what the world or what the devil or what these principalities and powers have to throw at us. In this section, we learn about our enemy and who he is and how he engages us. We see the strategy that the devil uses against us as he comes at us from a spiritual standpoint. Folks, you're not going to see the devil. You're not going to see your enemy. You're not going to see these principalities and powers and these rulers of the darkness of this world. You're not going to see them, but you will know their effects. You will see their effects. You will see how they are out to discourage and to defeat and do all they can to thwart you in your Christian life. You're not going to see them. If you could see them, then you would want to maybe try some means against them. You might want to say, well, I'll take a ball bat and hit the devil with it. Well, ball bats go right through him. You might say, well, I'll just pull a gun on him and shoot him. No, bullets go right through him. You're not dealing with flesh and blood here. You are dealing with spiritual beings. And the only way that you can fight a spiritual battle is with spiritual weapons. And so here is Paul giving us the spiritual weaponry we need so that we can be victorious in the Christian life. You see, a person that does not understand the nature of the problem they are facing is a person who is doomed for failure right at the outset. And so what we see here is that as believers, we are thrust into a great spiritual conflict. We have not been saved to be carried through the clouds on flowery beds of ease, as the songwriter has so aptly put it. But we have been saved and then thrust into a conflict, a battle, a struggle, a wrestling match, into warfare. And the nature of that warfare is spiritual. And so you will not see your enemy with your literal physical eyes. But you will know that he is there, and you will understand that he is doing all he can to slay you on the battlefield of life. And so Paul writes these words of encouragement to the saints. Paul writes this letter, and as he wraps up the letter, he gives us the encouragement to help us as we fight in the great battle, the great spiritual conflict of life. You'll notice here that there are two admonitions. There are two main points to Paul's argument. I'm going to speak to you this morning on the first one that is found in verse 10 where he said, "Be strong in the Lord." That's the admonition that I want to speak to you about this morning. But secondly, you'll also notice he says that we are to put on the whole armor of God. I'm going to refer to that this morning because you get strong in the Lord by putting on the whole armor of God. So I want you to notice this, and I want you to know that in order to keep the enemy from whipping you, you must do both of these things. You cannot take one without the other. You must take them both. You must do them both if you're going to be victorious. And so I hopefully will show you how to do that today. You know, a lot of Christians think that you can just do one or the other. You know, one of our catchphrases, one of the things that we're so quick to say to one another is, or say ourselves is, well, you know, you just need to be strong in the Lord. You know, we'll tell one another, well, brother, I'm sorry for all that you're facing here, and you're just going to have to be strong in the Lord. And it's real easy for us to say that. I mean, it just rolls off of our lips, and it's easy for us to say. But when you get down to the practicality of it, how do we get strong in the Lord? Well, that's what I want to speak to you about this morning. You know, there are others that will say, they'll use the other end of it, and they'll say, they'll put their whole emphasis on putting on the armor of God as if they could wield it themselves. No, my friend, the two must go together. You must have the power of the Lord in your life. You must rely upon the Lord and be strong in the Lord, but also realize that it is the power and might of the Lord that enables you to be victorious as you fight the battle. Now, let's begin. Look, please, if you will, at verse 10. And as I read this, the thing that came to my mind was this. Verse 10 is the order of the day. Verse 10 is the order of the day. I want you to notice first with me the order of the day. The order of the day is be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, folks, look at it this way. You are in the army, and the morning sun breaks, and the troops are assembled, and the commanding officer says to you, men, we will engage the enemy this day. This day you will see and fight against the enemy. You will see action. And here is the order of the day. Now, men, don't forget this. This is the order of the day. Regardless of what happens in the thick of it, in the heat of the battle, never lose sight of this great guiding principle. You must be strong. You must be strong. That's the order of the day. Hey, Christian, listen. There is not a day past that the devil is not going to engage you. There is never a day in the Christian life where you're not going to have the principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world stand against you. And the order of the day is for you to be strong. But now the question becomes, what does that mean? How do we do that thing? How are we to be strong? Well, the truth is, you know, it's real easy just to repeat this phrase and to just kind of make it our mantra, just kind of make it our battle cry, and yet really not follow through and be strong in the Lord. It's really easy to just say to somebody, well, brother, I'm praying for you. Now you just trust the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. It's real easy to say that. But let's get down to practicality and let's see what it means in practice. The first thing that I think we need to consider is this. We should see that Christianity is not just a form of psychology. I tell you, I'm just about psychologied out today. I'm just everything that comes across my desk, all these publications that ministries around the country send me, I'm just about psychologied out. I don't know about you, but I'm about Oprah'd and Dr. Phil to death. Now, I've just about had it with all of it. You know, let's get down to the reality of the thing. We don't need anything but biblical principle to help us in living for the Lord. And we should not view Christianity like it's some form of psychology. We do not go through the day as a Christian like mind-numbed robots humming to ourselves and chanting to ourselves. You know, like we're walking through life, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That's not Christianity. That's not Christianity, folks. We're not to use the Bible and not to use our relationship to God like it's some kind of an incantation, like it's some kind of auto-suggestion, like it's a switch that we flip on and off, chanting and repeating phrases every time we find ourselves in a jam. No, that is going to create some type of self-hypnosis, and that is not Christianity at all. Folks, that's what cults are. That's what cults are. Cults use a psychological method like this, that they can teach you so that you can convince yourself that everything is okay. But wait a minute, folks. Living for the Lord is not accomplished by repeating phrases to help you get through the day. You know, every day and in every way, I'm getting better and better. All fooey on all that stuff. Man, let's get down to the truths of God's Word and hide the Word of God in our hearts and find some victory. That mantra stuff, that chanting stuff, that psychology stuff, that's not the Christian message. You can't persuade yourself that you're going to get the victory in the Christian life. You can't persuade yourself that way. You get the victory by practical application of biblical truth. I think this is what we need to do. Instead of looking at the Christian life like it's some kind of a psychology manual, let's look at Christianity the way we're supposed to look at it. Look at Christianity as a relationship. A relationship. I mean, the key to being strong is in the prepositional phrase that is found in verse 10. In the Lord. Be strong. How do I do that? In the Lord. That's how you do that. I mean, that's where you're going to find your strength. This is not psychology. It is describing a relationship that is established between me and the Lord. And when that relationship is strong, then I am strong. It is His might that gets me through. It is not some worked up psychological mumbo jumbo that sustains me, but it is a personal relationship. It is a walk with the Lord where His strength and His might and His power is given to me. So what do we do? How do we fight this battle with the devil? Well, here's how we do it, folks. I get up each day, and there to meet me and to do battle with me are the principalities and powers that we read about in verse 12. When I get up and start the day, there to meet me, I know He's going to be there. I know they're going to be there. They're there every day. I have not had a day when they were not there. And by the way, you haven't either. I mean, if you're saved, the devil is after you. And so I get up to start the day, and there's spiritual wickedness in high places. There's powers. There's the rulers of the darkness of this world. There's spiritual wickedness in high places, and they're against me. So how can I live for the Lord? How can I stand against this onslaught? Well, Paul said here, that the way I do it is to be strong in the Lord. Now, folks, listen. This is so obvious, I think that we can easily miss it. I am not to be strong, or I'm not going to be strong in the Lord unless I am reading my Bible, yielded to the Holy Spirit, unless I'm praying, unless I'm walking by faith, unless I'm trusting in the Lord. I mean, look at the caveat here. He said, be strong in the Lord. And then the question is, well, okay, Paul, but how do I do that? And Paul goes on to tell you, he said, here's how you do it. He said, you put on the whole armor of God. If you want to be strong in the Lord, you must put on the whole armor of God. You say, well, what's he talking about? He's talking about when you get up to face the day, before you head out and you have to face this spiritual wickedness and these rulers of the darkness, before you have to do the battle, put on the whole armor of God and face the day with truth in your heart, verse 14. Face the day with righteousness, verse 14. Face the day by being a soul winner in verse 15. Face the day with faith and trusting God and trusting His promises. Every single promise in the book is yours. And just read them and know them and learn them and trust them and have faith that God is going to sustain you. How do I do that, Paul? You go out with the helmet of salvation on. That's the hope of your salvation. Realizing that the eternal God of heaven that provided you salvation is never going to leave you nor forsake you. He is never going to turn His back on you. He is your eternal God who has given you an eternal salvation. How do I do that, Paul? You go out, verse 17, with the Word of God in your heart. I mean, just face the day with the Word of God. Get up and read your Bible and claim the promises and go out with the shield of faith, which is the Word of God. You go out, verse 18, with prayer. I mean, just pray. Lord, I need your help today. Lord, I need your strength today. Claim the promises in the Bible and pray and ask God to help you as you live the Christian life. And folks, when you go out with the armor of God on, the devil comes and he launches his attack, but you're able to defend against him. And there are so many Christians that they don't put on this armor and they're not strong in the Lord as a result. And they go out and they're defeated. They're defeated. And the devil knocks them down. And he does it every day. So folks, when I'm strong in the Lord, that's when I receive the power of His might. Look at your Bible. Look at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Our problem is, listen carefully now to this, our problem is we want the power of His might, but we don't want to be strong in the Lord. You see that? We want the power of His might. We want the power of His might, but we don't want to be strong in the Lord. If you're going to get strong in the Lord, you've got to read your Bible. You've got to pray. You've got to walk by faith. You've got to know the truth of God's Word. Folks, I hope you see that everything, every victory in the Christian life revolves around this book right here. And if you're not in the book, if you don't start the day with the book, then you're going to go out here and wham, the devil's going to knock you down. But the victory, the power comes as we find this book and read this book and hide its words in our heart that we don't sin against God, and the might of the Lord is given to us. Our problem is we want the power of His might, but we don't want to be strong in the Lord. We want the Lord to help us against the devil's attack, but we don't want to walk with the Lord before we have to go out into battle. Now, let me illustrate. I've had so many people through the years come to me as pastor, and they've come in and, face fallen, chest fallen. I mean, just, oh, pastor, can you help me? And they come in, their shoulders shrugged and their hands down, and they'll sit down and I'll say, well, what can I do? Oh, pastor. And they start, tell me how the devil has just beat the tar out of them. Oh, pastor, you just don't know. My life is falling apart. Pastor, I am miserable. Pastor, my marriage is a mess. Pastor, my children are a mess. Pastor, my finances are a mess. Pastor, my life is a mess. Pastor, can you help me? And I will look at them, and normally here's what I'll say. I'll say, let me ask you just one question. And the truth of the matter is, I already know the answer to this question. I'm not asking this question because I'm trying to get me to understand. I'm asking the question to try and get them to understand. But I will ask them this question. First question, and always, every time, I will say after they have unloaded their burdens and after everything is on the table, I will look at them and ask them this. Are you reading your Bible on a daily basis? And inevitably, the answer is no. No. And folks, listen, I don't know how else to say it to you other than just to tell you, if you're not in your Bible, reading your Bible on a daily basis, you are going to be a victim of the devil's attack. And you can mark it down, you can put it in ink, you can sign your name to it. The devil is going to knock the stuffing out of you every day until you get in this book and start reading it and learning it and loving it and meditating upon it and hiding its word in your heart. There is no victory in the Christian life until, first of all, you are sowing yourself in the Word of God. Now, I believe that with every fiber of my being. And you know how I believe that? I believe that because I know I have to be in the book every day. If I'm not in the book every day, the devil's going to knock me down. You say, but Pastor, you've got your doctorate in whatever it's in. You got your doctorate. Yeah, I do. I got 209 credit hours. I mean, I've spent half my life in school. You know that X in algebra? It ain't there. I spent half my life trying to find it. It's not there. That's true. They're still looking for it today. Nobody's ever going to find that thing. I've got a lot of education. It's not your education, my friend. I've been in the pastorate for 32 and a half years. It's not your ministry that is going to give you the victory. What's going to give you the victory is you have got to be strong in the Lord. And my friend, the only way to be strong in the Lord is to get in this Bible and read it every day of your life. Make it a part of your life where every day you're in your Bible. You're not going to learn. You're not going to grow. You're not going to have the power of God in your life if you're not in this book. You got to be in the book. All right, and I've had, you see, the trouble is, we want the power of His might, but we don't want to be strong in the Lord. I've had people say to me, boy, Pastor, I wish I knew as much Bible as you know. Well, let me tell you something, dear friend. I've been at this, I mean daily, I mean yearly, I mean you name it, that book, I've read it. And read it, and read it, and studied it, and broken it down, and outlined it, and made notes on it. I mean, listen, you just don't wake up one day and boom, you know a lot of Bible. So I wish I knew as much about the Bible as you know. Here's the point. I'm nobody. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like you. But I have applied myself to that book. And that's why I know what I know about the Bible. And if God can teach it to me, God can teach it to you. The problem is, you got to turn the TV off. The problem is, you got to literally, physically pick it up, open it up, look at it, and read it. And if you don't, then you're not going to learn it. We want the might, but we don't want the power. We don't want to be strong in the Lord. We don't want to grow. We don't want to do what is our responsibility in order to have the might and power to defeat the devil. And you can't have one. You can't have this one without this one. All right, there's a second thing you need to see. We need to realize that in reality, it is the Lord. Listen to me now. It is the Lord who is strong and mighty. Look at your Bible. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of whose might? His might. His might. I'm to be strong in the Lord. And then it is the power of His might that helps me fight this battle. You're not in this. I've said this so many times, I know y'all sick of hearing it. When you get saved, God does not lick your back, throw you against the wall, and hope you stick. Does that make sense to you? You got a Bible here, folks, and this Bible will strengthen you because the God that is behind this Bible is its strength and power and might. In Proverbs, Solomon said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Not only is the Lord strong, even His name is strong. His name represents Him. His name represents who He is and what He is. Now listen to the words. Let's examine them closely. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. What does Paul mean, and the power of His might? The basic thing, obviously, is the might. We are directed to the power of His might. The difference between power and might is that might means power and strength as an endowment. Might means inherent power, something that is that a man is given. All right, think of it this way. Think of a really strong, muscular, powerfully built, muscle-bound guy. All right? The might is that man's inherent muscular strength and power. But power is the manifestation of that might. We see a huge, muscle-bound guy, and we'll look at that, and we'll say, wow, look at that mighty man. You know, great big, you know, Larry Stainer type. You know what I'm saying? Great, great, great muscle. Wow, look at that mighty man. But when we see him go out in the parking lot and get a hold of the back bumper of a car and pick it up, we then marvel and we say, wow, look at that power. There's a difference between might and power. All right? So how do we apply this? All right, listen carefully now. We get up each day. And when we get up, we think, wow, I got to fight principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world today. I have to face the devil today. But then we open up our Bible and we see, when we open the Bible, the might of His, the power of His might. We see the power of His might. We see the power of Christ's strength. Hey, folks. All of us know how strong the devil is. We all know how strong. I mean, we've been looking at the enemy long enough. We all know how strong the devil is. But wait a minute. You ever open this book up and read about the Lord Jesus? You know, we all know how strong the devil is. But let me ask you, have you ever sat down and opened this book and read what God's Holy Spirit says about the Lord Jesus? You know, we know by practical experience how tough, how mean, how ugly, how strong the devil is. We all know that. We see it. We see it in our own lives. We see it in the lives of others. I mean, all you got to do is turn the news on. You see how mighty and powerful the devil is. But let me ask you something. You ever just sat down and read the Bible and notice what God has to say about the power and might of the Lord Jesus? Can I remind you that the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Can I remind you that the Apostle Paul very clearly and very distinctly tells us that with Christ in our hearts, I mean in Him, he said, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Can you imagine that? You say, well, Pastor, what do I do? You sit down every day with an open Bible and you let the Holy Spirit remind you of who the Lord Jesus is. You read from the Scriptures and you remind yourself of the great truths and the great promises given as to who the Lord Jesus is. And folks, listen, once you realize who Jesus is and you realize that He's the Son of God, with power, you realize that He's the one that was victorious over over death and sin and the grave and the devil, and that He is God in the flesh. That's the one that lives within you. You recognize that and you realize that and you see who He is. My goodness, you're ready to attack hell with a squirt gun that day. You are pumped. You are ready. You're strong in the Lord. You can go out, and when the devil comes at you, you're strong in the Lord. But not just your strength, it's the power of His might that enables you to stand against the wiles of the devil. You say, well, Pastor, I've been struggling as a Christian. I know, it's because you're not in the book. Well, Pastor, I've been really having... I know, because you don't come back to church on Sunday night. Hello? Well, Pastor, you just don't know what I'm going through. Hey, you're not going through anything any different than all the rest of us are going through. There's a devil out there that hates you. He also hates me. There's a devil out there trying to ruin you. He's also trying to ruin me. There's a devil out there. But wait a minute. We have Christ. We have the one that's already promised us the victory. And so we go out each day having, first of all, gotten in this book and put that armor on. Put that armor on. Get that shield of faith. Get them Scriptures. And boy, we go out and say, okay, I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand. And the reason the devil comes and knocks so many of us down is simply because we aren't strong in the Lord. We're not strong in the Lord. Paul said, in Him God has hid all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge. It's in Christ. Well, Pastor, I just don't know what to do. Get in the book and let Christ show you what to do. Here's the wisdom right here. I hold it in my hands right here. It's right here. Read it. Read it. I mean, read your Bible. This Bible is filled with this revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Read the Bible looking for those things. Read the Bible looking and learning for the power of His might. And when you see it, believe it. Trust it, learn it, realize it, and that'll make you strong in the Lord. You know, I got up this morning, and I thought, while I was taking a shower, I thought, man, I'm really hungry this morning. I really ought to get something to eat before I go to church. I'm really hungry. And I went downstairs, and I thought, I don't want to fool with eating anything. So I just grabbed my key and got in the car and came over here. I got here about 10 minutes to 8 this morning. And I was thinking as I was driving over, man, I sure hope Howard comes to church this morning, brings me my donuts. And I walked in that door, in the office door, and I saw that the inside office door was open, and Howard always leaves it open. And when I saw that door was open, a smile came over my face. I said, hallelujah, there's donuts on my desk. I went in and turned the coffee pot on and made a cup of coffee and went over there and I took that bag and smelled that dough. I said, oh yeah. Reached down in there and got me one of those donuts. Now, I know it's not spiritual. I know that. I know you shouldn't be eating donuts. I know that. He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. I took a bite of my donut. I sat there and I thought, oh yeah. Yeah, that'll get me through the morning. Where am I going to eat lunch after church? You know, it's amazing. You know, you're going to find this strange. I've already thought about where I'm going to eat after church tonight. I have. I was sitting back in my office during Sunday school thinking, what do I want after church tonight? Haven't even had lunch yet. But you got to eat, don't you? Huh? You got to eat. What happens to you if you don't eat? You get weak.
you get sick. You're susceptible to everything coming down the pike if you don't eat. I mean, you got to eat. And I dare say, from the looks of this crowd, y'all know a lot about eating. Hey, we're Americans. You know, 4 meals a day. Oh, yeah, we love to eat. We got grocery stores on every corner. Restaurants every 10 feet. We got to eat. What happens if you don't eat? If you don't take care of your body, what happens? You get sick and you die. My dear friend, let me tell you something. You are a physical body sitting here. Every one of you right here this morning, you are a physical body. If you don't believe it, just pinch yourself or reach over and pinch the person. Don't do that. You're a physical body. But look at me. You're also a spiritual body. Inside your physical is a spiritual body. It's called your soul. Now, just as you need to take care of your physical body, you need to take care of your soul body. And you need to make it strong. You need to exercise it. You need to take vitamins for it. You need to eat the right stuff. Because if you don't, your soul is going to be sickly, weak, and you're no match for the devil. So what do? You be strong in the Lord. How do you get strong in the Lord? You get strong in the Lord through the power of His might. How do I do that, preacher? Put on the whole armor of God. Start the day in the book. Start the day in prayer. Go out with somebody's soul on your heart. Stand up for the truth. Stand up for righteousness. Just do what's right. And you'll find that the devil, you resist him, he'll flee. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The trouble is, we're not strong in the Lord, and we get up and start the day, and there he is, standing there with a big bat in his hand. As soon as we come out the door, wham, and we're down. And we're done for that day. That's it. He's whipped us, and we're done. And we wonder, well, I don't know what to do. Well, I just told you what to do. And if you'll do it every day, get in this book, pray, walk with God, get strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, you'll get the victory.